Welcome to the Grin and Bear It Show. Tonight, you'll hear this Greenville band performing original songs and scripts in this modern take on the radio drama. We now invite you to relax, open your mind's eye, and enjoy this latest installment of the Grin and Bear It Show on your station.
Thanks for tuning in to the Grin and Bear It Show, where we grin and you bear it, on 88.9 KETR on the campus of Texas A&M at Commerce. Today's episode is The Adventures of Dooner Manley, so stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Hey, I got a question.
What is it?
How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, Amanda. How many does it take?
Well, only one. But the light bulb has to want to change.
Okay.
Okay, wait. How many women with PMS does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
Well, six.
Why six?
It just does, okay? Okay, wait. I got another one. How many Christians does it take to change a light bulb?
I got a feeling you're going to tell us.
Well, as far as charismatic go, only one, because hands are already in the air. Pentecostal, 10. One to change the bulb, and 9 to pray against the spirit of darkness. Well, Presbyterian, 9, because lights will go on and off at predestined times. Roman Catholic, none. Candles only. Of guaranteed origin, of course. Baptist, at least 15. One to change the light bulb, 3 committees to approve the change, and decide who brings the potato salad and fried chicken.
I like that chicken.
Episcopalians, 3. One to call the electrician, 1 to mix the drinks, and 1 to talk about how much better the old one was.
You gotta watch those guys.
Yeah, Mormons, 5. 1 man to change the bulb, and 4 wives to tell him how to do it.
That's the way I like it.
Well, Methodists, they're undetermined, because whether your light is bright, dull, or completely out, you are loved. You can be a light bulb, turnip bulb, or tulip bulb. Bring a bulb of your choice to the Sunday lighting service and a covered dish to pass. Lutherans, none. Lutherans don't believe in change.
No.
Amish, what's a light bulb?
Okay.
Please enjoy this tune from the Civil War, Anne's Song.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Wasn't that tune great? Lined up for tonight, we've got a great show for you. Music and an original episode of The Adventures of Dooner Manley. This show is about a washed-up washing machine technical engineer, or repairman, who daydreams of being a cowboy. but his family doesn't always let him get his dreaming in. It's time for The Adventures of Dooner Manley, sponsored by Ruby's Roadkill Cafe. You eat there, and you're done.
Dooner, is that you?
Yes, dear.
Well, thank God. I need you to fix that godforsaken stove in there. Dooner, I don't know how I can ever get any cooking done with that stove. You know I have got to bake this cake for the social tonight.
What is this? I don't even get a how was your day?
Stop it, Dooner. Did you hear what I said? We need a new stove.
Dear, you know we cannot afford to get a new stove. Anyway, our sugar may be rationed soon, so we might as well save it for the family.
Dooner, I don't want to hear it right now. I've got to do this, and Georgette is having another fit.
Mother!
You're being summoned.
I know. And please, Dooner, take a look at that stove. If we can't get a new one, fix this one.
Mother!
I swear that, girl. I'm coming, Georgette.
Dadnabbit, can't a working man get an ounce of rest around here? Yeah, I'll get to the stove when I get to it. In just a minute.
Our hero, Dooner, has just fallen asleep. Let's see what he dreams up.
On the road in a big Cadillac, windows down.
That was Mike Harmon with Big Caddy.
And while Dooner sleeps.
The name's Mesquite. Mesquite Durango. I'm just your ordinary cowboy. Well, that's what people think anyway, and I'm gonna let them think that. But the fact is, when anyone's in trouble, it's me who gets them out of it.
Hey, Mesquite, I need some help.
Quiet, son. Mesquite's talking. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. If you need any help, just let me know.
Help! Oh, please help! Someone!
Hark!
Anyone?
I hear a maiden in trouble!
Please help me!
Excuse me, I need some help getting this bucket out of this here well. Could a young strapping fella like yourself help an old man out?
Sir, could you please move out of the way? Maiden is in trouble, and I think it could be serious.
Say what, sonny? I couldn't hear
move.
You.
Move. Jeez. Some people just need to help themselves and quit relying on others. Oh, howdy, ma'am. The name's Mesquite. What can I do for you?
Oh, Mesquite. It's my daughter.
Your daughter? What is it? Is she tied to the tracks? Did the horrific horse gang kidnap her? Where are they? Let me at them. Just let me at them.
Oh, no. It's much, much worse.
Huh? What could be worse than the horrific horse gang?
She's a teenager.
We'll be back to our regularly scheduled program in just a few minutes.
Smoking that water with a 2x4. Me and baby lying in the shade and taking all the money that I ain't made. Told me to blow right through that door. Baby, don't love me.
That was Mike Harmon with Eye for an Eye.
Hey, how do you make holy water?
I'm not sure how, Amanda.
Well, you take plain old tap water, put it on the stove, and then you boil the...
Whoa. This is a family show.
What?
This newsflash just in from the Green and Barrett news desk. The devil burst through the door of the Lutheran church as the pastor was giving his sermon. The people were screaming and running wildly to get out. The devil proceeded to the pulpit, and he saw a little old man sitting, his arms crossed on the front row, planted firmly. And the devil says,
"Man, aren't you afraid? Don't you know who I am?"
And the little man calmly replies,
"Of course I know who you are. I've been living with your sister for 45 years.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR at the end of the radio dial. Right now, we are in the middle of The Adventures of Dooner Manley. So stay tuned for the conclusion of the show.
Brenda is a movie star covered on a magazine. Robert owns a business out in Abilene. Kenny is a guitar player for a big-name band. Bobby is a farmer on the land. Stan's going back to school when he feels that he can't go. Don is a banker giving loans. Janet is a nurse, you see, as soon as she has time. And I'm still a legend in my mind. Together we're assembly line dreamers down at the factory. 8 hours dreaming what life could bring. Assembly line dreamers wanting to move ahead. We just keep on working here instead. Donna likes to travel around and see the countryside. Tommy is a lawyer filled with pride. Billy is the best supervisor that you'll ever find. And I'm still there. We're assembly line dreamers down at the factory. 8 hours dreaming what life could bring. Assembly line dreamers wanting to move ahead. We just keep on.
That was Brad Bergen with Assembly Line Dreamer.
Dad!
What?
Dad, you have got to talk some sense into Mom, please.
What's going on?
Look at what Mother is trying to make me wear.
What is wrong with it?
It's hideous. I am not wearing this to the social.
It was your grandmother's, and it is very dear to me.
If it's so dear to you, then you wear it.
Well, I would, but it doesn't fit me, and it was hers when she was your age.
Mother, times have changed. It is 1941, not 1901.
All right. Look, there's only one way to settle this. Georgette, go down to the dress shop. I'll give you some money to get a new dress.
Oh, Daddy, I knew I could count on you.
Dooner, what are you doing?
Look, I'm trying to settle a quarrel here.
We can't afford to get her a new dress. What is wrong with this one?
Sweetheart, it is a little old. It's one dress. It will avoid more drama than she could conjure up.
Dooner, you give in to her too easy.
Yeah.
Yep, I told y'all I could help people when they need it.
That was Amanda Gish with 1, 2, 3. We'd like to close our show with a very special song written by a friend of ours, Mr. G.R. Holt. The song is called Grains of Sand.
Attainment, you must accept it. your heart and receive the Savior that came from within. Jesus Christ is my dear Savior, and he sits on God's right hand. He gives me blessings as to count the grains of sand. If you are willing to accept him, just recite this simple prayer, and your burden
joining the Green and Barrett Show. We'd like to thank all our guests and producers, especially KETR right here at the campus of A&M Commerce. Please join us again next time for another exciting episode of the Green and Barrett Show.
This has been a production of KETR Radio, a commercial-free broadcasting service of Texas A&M University Commerce. What you heard is how it was recorded at KETR, and the producers do everything possible to keep the production pure and untouched. The executive producer of this episode of The Grin and Barrett Show was Matt Minky, with production assistance from Jared Knight and Rob McWhorter. I'm Ashley Murphy. Thanks for listening, and please support what we do at KETR.org/support.